It's the best time of the year.
Now, there's only 2 days left to go before Christmas, and some of you undoubtedly are scrambling to get that last-minute shopping done. So we've got a good idea for you. Joel Waldfogel joins us. Joel, you're a professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. Say, you know, I don't have a gift yet for my coworker, for producer Jay. I haven't had time to go shopping for him. I'm probably going to run out after the show today. I have no idea what to get him. You've got a great idea for what I should get my coworker Jay. What is it?
Well, my best thought for that situation is probably a gift card.
A gift card?
Yes.
Why a gift card?
Well, a gift card would let him choose what he actually wants. You know, coworkers, usually we have no idea what they really need at home, and when we buy them particular things, it ends up being stuff that they wouldn't pay anything for.
And what about my other coworkers in the newsroom? You know, I'm in Washington, D.C. most of the time. I don't get to see them much. What about the 15 other gifts I have to get around the takeaway newsroom?
Well, you know, if they're not squeamish about cash, you could give that, although most people are squeamish about it. So, I'd go with a gift card or a gift to charity in their name if they're not crybabies.
Now, in your book, Scroogenomics, Joel, you make the case in a lot of ways to get nothing. I mean, it is called Scroogenomics after all. You're the Scrooge, aren't you?
Well, I'm a morning after Scrooge. I actually just want something good to come of all of our spending. I'm not against the spending, but if we're going to spend $65 billion in the U.S. on holiday gifts, we ought to get at least $65 billion worth of material satisfaction.
So what are the cases then when the answer is nothing? Just get them nothing.
Well, yeah, so first of all, you know, folks we know pretty well, we could just keep doing what we're doing and buy them gifts. We do very well for our friends and for our children and, you know, people we see every day. Significant others we do very well for. But there are a lot of these obligatory circumstances we have to give. We have no idea what to do. Now, I'm not against spending, but, you know, a choice of a particular item is really a choice that's likely to result in very little satisfaction. So that's where giving the person the right to choose for themselves by way of a gift card is a nice option. And giving to charity in the name of the recipient is a nice option for some people. Not everyone likes that. I wouldn't give the gift to charity probably to a 10-year-old boy, but I think for grown-ups, this could be a nice option.
All right, well, Louis Story is here, a takeaway contributor, finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. She's got some ideas and some reporting on what's going on in the retail sector about gifts. Louise, retailers probably like the idea of gift cards, but the idea of giving your money to charity is probably making retailers cringe. Let's
be honest.
That does
not help the bottom line of all these retailers trying to have good Christmas sales.
So for the bottom line, what are retailers doing for people to make gift giving more palatable this Christmas season? There's some trends here.
So they're actually going in the opposite direction of what the professor talks about. They're going for specificity, and they're offering all these customized gifts where you can design a one-of-a-kind, unique gift for your friends and family. And by doing this, they charge a lot more money. They can charge a lot more money on a specified gift. So some examples are, there's all these websites where you can create things. So for instance, Blue Nile, the jewelry website, lets you create jewelry, and you can actually do 3D models of what you're making. And there's a site called Tastebook where you can make a personalized cookbook with recipes from your family rather than, you know, ordering a cookbook with recipes by someone else. And there's a site called Zazzle where you make these mouse pads. There's a site called Scrapblog where you make scrapbooks. And so traffic on these sites is up a lot. Sales are up, according to a colleague of mine at the paper. And the theme is make your own.
Now, you don't just have to – it's not just about – me customizing a gift for you. I can send you to the site and you can customize your own. You know, last year I was given the chance to go on a sneaker website and design my own pair of sneakers. I got them in brown suede with black. They're great. They're
That's
exactly
cool.
What I wanted, and I got to design them myself.
So then that would have a lot of individual value, you know, just what you want. I was looking at a site last night and I'm very intrigued. It's Make Your Own Muppet. So you can actually make a Muppet that looks like you. So I started picking out one. I want the one with the blue body, the purple eyelids, the pointy green nose, and the pink boa hair. That's my Muppet.
That's at FAO Schwartz. But,
yes.
You know, Louise and Joel, there's a couple things that I find. Number one, if you're going to get an ugly Christmas sweater, it doesn't matter if it has your name on it. That's my first thing about personalization. The other thing that I would run responsible for both of you is, for people that you don't know very well, isn't food one of the best gifts you can get them?
Joel?
You know, it's so hard to know. I mean,
lukewarm.
One person's trash is another person's treasure. I mean, the challenge here is just that everybody has different preferences. And, you know, that's why in economics we tend to believe we ought to defer to individuals and let them choose for themselves.
So what do you think about...
And the problem with gift-giving is just we're subverting that whole activity. We're saying, right. Well, let's let somebody else choose for you, and it's just hard.
So Louise's report here about websites that let me give you a gift and say, Joel, I know you love hot sneakers. Go on that site and design your own sneakers. Does that start to solve the problem?
If I get to design my own, that could solve the problem. But if I'm going to design them for you, I'm imagining there's like an infinite number of possible wrong choices I could make, and it sounds even more bewildering than usual.
I don't know. I think I'd like the author of Scroogenomics to design sneakers for me. I think they'd probably come out great. Louise, what about the kids? I have a niece and nephew. They're young. They can't design their own gifts. Mm-hmm. It's hard to know what to get them. I would ask my sister, what are they into? Personalization doesn't really apply to the kiddies.
Well, actually, it does, because there's nothing a little kid likes as much as his or her name on a skateboard. So there are a variety of things you can do with his or her name, his or her photo. Every little kid can recognize a picture of themselves. So
right.
You could really make it feel special, and it may give you the ability to give them one personalized gift rather than five, so you could save a little money.
You know, when I was a little kid, we did a thing where we took magic markers and drew on paper plates. They went away for 2 weeks and came back as plastic plates with our designs on them.
You could have started a website. Look at this.
Oh, they're
out
there
now. Right?
We had them. We still have them. Louise Story is finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times, here talking about personalized gifts. Joel Waldfogel, author of Scroogenomics, Why You Shouldn't Buy Presents for the Holidays, especially for people you don't know very well. Thank you both for joining us to talk about gifts.